Alibaba, the cloud computing arm of Alibaba, saw its data center go offline for 14 hours in Hong Kong on June 21st and could not provide customers with a clear explanation for the problem. At 9:30 a.m., Alibaba corporate clients began noticing that they could not access their data. Shortly after, Alibaba announced via Sina Weibo, China's Twitter, that the problem was due to a power outage. Later, however, Alibaba recanted, stating that the issue was due to a severed power cable between Hong Kong and the mainland. When clients questioned the fact that there was only one cable, Alibaba once again said that a power outage was to blame. The reason for this ambiguity is unknown. Alibaba, which launched the Hong Kong center in 2014, services more than 1.4 million clients on the mainland, according to its most recent report. Customers can rent servers at Alibaba centers to store data. In response to an inquiry by Taishin, Alibaba stated that it noticed access to servers at the TownGas Hong Kong facility stopped at 9:37 a.m. on June 21st, and that, when contacted, employees at TownGas stated that the problem was due to a power outage that also set off a fire alarm. However, both TownGas and the Hong Kong Fire Department denied that a fire alarm ever went off at the facility. According to Alibaba, power returned at 9:22 p.m., and full data service resumed at 11:39 p.m. An IT engineer at a large internet company said that even if external power supplies were disrupted, data centers should have generators as a backup service. He explained that the Alibaba disruption could be the result of a failure with the electricity distribution system at the data center, or problems with the generator system, but also pointed out that no matter what, a 12-hour shutdown is unacceptable. Zhang Guangbin, the founder and CEO of Dongli Technology Company Limited, which provides a directory of companies and their contact information, echoed this sentiment, saying that a disruption lasting several hours is a serious breach for a data center, especially one as large as Alibaba. For Taishin Online, this is Jesse Dolman.